Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness means love and trust, is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue. Let me start reading this over. I lost my place. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances for all thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should have perished in my affliction. I will never forget the precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, thine means yours. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, and perfection means no flaw, it's perfect. But thy commandment is exceedingly broad. Broad means to be wide. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer. You say your prayer as I say mine. Our Father in heaven, let your sheep all over this earth stop to pray this morning, to just reverence you, to thank you for restoring us and redeeming us from the oppressor. I thank and praise you for your constant protection from the evil one, protecting me and my loved ones. I thank and praise you for all the good that you do in the world that you created. I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, also my hometown. I thank and praise you for sane, sound mind, excellent health, and for all the things that you do, especially bringing your truth to the world, and that is the image of you is not of a Caucasian man. That is a lie. You'll find the difference written in the book, Old Testament book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14. Also, you will find that your name, if you do research, your name has been changed. So, I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. Jesus. I also want to say that your truth, Heavenly Father, do not let your truth be changed, in that if the oppressor decides to rewrite this Bible, the truth will remain. Amen. Sheep, I want you to know that on last Wednesday was March the 25th, 2015, I finished reading Jeremiah chapter 31, starting at verse 32. The things that I want you to get from that are: one, that a new thing will be created in the earth. A woman should compass a man. So you'll find that in verse 22. Also, I want you to know from Jeremiah chapter 31, our Father Yeshua will watch over us to pluck us up, to break us down, and to destroy, to afflict, as well as to build up and to plant. And I want you to know that a new covenant with the house of Israel and Judah is coming, and not according to the covenant that was made with our fathers when he brought us out of the land of Egypt. He is going to put his law in our inward parts. That is, he's going to write them in our mind. The Bible says he's going to write them in our hearts. But whenever I see the word heart, I always change it to mind. Another thing that's very important, because it's not being done here on the earth as has been instructed, we shall teach no more. Every man, you'll find that in verse 34, every man shall know Yahshua and Yahweh, for from the least of those to the greatest, because he's going to put his word in our mind. And last, you'll find in verse 2 of chapter 31 is that the people left of the sword, because the sword is going to come. They found grace in the wilderness. So I'm thinking that those who are left behind will find grace if they hide out in the wilderness, and you need to stop all those forest fires if you can. Okay, let us read today's lesson. You'll find it in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32. Jeremiah buys a field. Let's read starting at verse 1 of Jeremiah, chapter 32. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yah the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was in the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, for then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison which was in the king of Judah's house. The Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, he's talking about Jeremiah, had shut him up, saying, wherefore doest thou prophesy, and say, thus said Yah the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. Verse 5. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there he be until I visit him, saith Yah the Lord. Though ye fight against the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. And that's what's happening now with a young group called ISIS over the land they call the Middle East. Verse 6, and Jeremiah said, the word of Yah the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, Hananel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle, thine means your uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. Again, thine means yours. Verse 8, so Hananel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of Yah the Lord, and said unto me, buy my field, I pray thee. So remember, Jeremiah was in the prison. Well, the prison was in Zedekiah's court. Jeremiah was set up there, in there. So Hananel, my uncle's son, came unto me in the prison, according to the word of Yah the Lord, and said unto me, buy the field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine or yours, and the redemption is thine, that's yours, to buy it for yourself. Then I knew that this was the word of Yah the Lord. This is what Zedekiah is saying to Jeremiah. When his uncle's son came to Jeremiah, who was put in prison, to asking him to buy that land. Verse 9, and I bought it, the field of Hananel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. Verse 10, and I subscribed the evidence. Subscribe, in my view, means like when you purchase your home, you get a document or deed. That's the evidence. And sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances. Verse 11, so I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was opened. And I gave the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hananel, mine uncle's son, in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase before the Jews, before all the Jews that were in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed in that, and this evidence which is open, and put them in the earth vessel, that they may continue many days. And you can find this prophecy of Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 7 through 17. We're at verse 15. But thus said Yah the Lord, the host of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now, when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto Yah the Lord, saying, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou shewest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense means to make restitution or repay the iniquities are your wrongdoings and sins of the fathers into the bosom of the children after them. The great and mighty God, Yah the Lord of hosts, is his name. Verse 19, great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are opened upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day. Verse 21, and has brought forth the people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror. Verse 22, and hath given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And you'll find that written in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 18. And the land of milk and honey is between the Nile River and Euphrates. And right now you'll see that action is about to happen to that particular land. Like the Arab country, Saudi Arabia, is in that particular area. And I have never known Saudi Arabia to be aggressive, but this past week they were in Yemen. And I'm thinking that we really are at the beginning of sorrows. I want you to read Matthew chapter 24 and starting maybe at verse 4, where Jesus or Yeshua tells us to take heed. Take heed means to pay attention to some of the things that he says, and that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Read it for yourself. Remember, I'm saying Matthew chapter 24. Let's pick up reading here in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 23. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. And this is what's happening to us, black folk. But some people say, well, those people are already over in Israel. Those are the people. But those are the people who have stolen our identity, in my view. And maybe I should be quiet and not let ISIS know that we are the real Jews. That's just my opinion. And I do want you all to read this Bible. And if you read this Bible, you will come up with the same opinion as I have. Verse 24. Behold, the mounts, they are come unto the city to take it. And the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Now I want to go back up to the word mount. In my view, the word mount means horses. Back in the day, they, and not mountains. They are coming into a city to besiege it, to take it, and they are going to do that. Let me start reading in verse 24 again. Behold, the mounts, they are coming to the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it because of the sword and of the famine. You know, famine means lack of food, and of pestilence. Pestilence means diseases. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest. Again, read Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 7 through 17. And Zedekiah is telling Jeremiah that what he has prophesied has come to pass. Let's pick up reading at verse 25. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, by thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Verse 26. Then came the word of Yah the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord Yah thy God, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Verse 28. Therefore thus said Yah the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city and burn it with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense to unto Baal and poured out drink offerings unto other gods to provoke me to anger and to what provoke me is to trigger or to cause or arouse them to get angry. Verse 30, for the children of Israel and the children of Judah have done only evil before me from their youth, for the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith God the Lord. And the work of their hands, I think, are having drink offerings unto other gods to provoke him, as well as offering incense. Verse 31, for this city has been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they built it, even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Verse 32, because of all this evil, the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their king, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they have turned unto me the back, and not the face, though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened. Hearken means to listen, to receive instruction. But they have set their abominations, their idols, in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. Defile means to make it unclean. They have built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Moloch, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. I'm going to stop right here in verse 36 and pick it up next time. But I want you to know that Moloch is a deity where they sacrifice their children. Today, in my view, that's more than modern day abortion. Don't abort your children. We're going to pick up at verse 36 of Jeremiah chapter 32 next time. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for all the blessings that you've given us, lost sheep, and I pray that you will help my voice come back to the way that it used to be. I thank you for delivering us from temptation and leading us not into temptation. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time.